This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Coronavirus infections continue to soar with nearly 20 million cases around the world. The United States accounts for more than a quarter of that figure. Together, Brazil and India also make up more than a quarter. Deaths resulting from COVID-19 are more than 731,000 worldwide and approximately 163,000 in the U.S. Brazil follows with more than 101,000 people dying from the respiratory illness. Confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. reached the 5 million milestone Sunday as the U.S. continues to face a sustained outbreak more than 4 months into the crisis. In the U.S. state of Georgia, a high school plans to start the week with all classes shifting online after 9 students and staff tested positive for the coronavirus when the school year opened with in-person classes last week. A school official said in a letter to parents, Monday and Tuesday will be used to clean and disinfect the school. Australia has reported fewer new daily cases from its virus hotspot in the city of Melbourne than on any single day since last month. But it has also reported the nation's highest daily death toll since the virus outbreak began. The state of Victoria reported 322 new infections and 19 new deaths Monday, with 14 of the deaths connected to outbreaks at aged care facilities. The figures did not include new infections and deaths from other Australian states, although Victoria has been accounting for the vast majority of both in recent weeks. French President Emmanuel Macron has condemned an attack by gunmen in Niger on a group that included French aid workers, killing at least 8 people, including their guide and a driver. The attack happened outside the capital, Niamey, in an area popular with tourists for its wildlife. This is VOA News. Lebanon's finance minister stepped down Monday in the fourth resignation from a government under fire over the deadly port blast that ripped through the capital, a ministry official told AFP. The justice minister resigned earlier today. The environment and information ministers both resigned Sunday. The resignations bring the entire government of Prime Minister Hassan Diab closer to collapsing over the August 4th explosion that has reignited angry street protests. A cabinet meeting is scheduled for later Monday. Meanwhile, world leaders pledged nearly $300 million to help Lebanon recover from last week's explosion. More than 30 leaders meeting by teleconference at the behest of French President Emmanuel Macron said the, quote, assistance should be timely, sufficient, and consistent with the needs of the Lebanese people and directly delivered to the Lebanese population with utmost efficiency and transparency, end quote. The world powers insisted on transparency in how the aid is spent, wary of sending assistance to a government that many Lebanese view as corrupt, and also voicing concern about the influence of Iran through the Shiite group Hezbollah. Macron, who visited Beirut Thursday, said participating nations need to put aside their differences to support the Lebanese people, adding aid should be coordinated by the United Nations. Election officials in Belarus declared longtime authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko winner of the Sunday's election. The country's Central Election Commission said Monday, after all ballots were counted, Lukashenko took 80.23% of the votes and the main opposition candidate just 9.9%. The opponent says the results are rigged and calls on Lukashenko to go peacefully and stop using force after police cracked down on protesters. Rights groups have said one person was killed and dozens injured in the police crackdowns following Sunday's polls. Several hundred protesters have been arrested. Opposition supporters who believe the results were manipulated plan to gather in Minsk for more protests Monday evening. Hong Kong media tycoon and staunch democracy advocate Jimmy Lai was one of 7 people arrested Monday on charges of violating the new national security law imposed by China. The newspaper Apple Daily, which is published by Lai's Next Digital Company, said the 72-year-old was taken from his home on suspicion of colluding with a foreign country. The newspaper also said at least one of Lai's sons was also arrested. Hong Kong police said 7 men between the ages of 39 and 72 were arrested, but did not identify them. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.